Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Exaggerating the Numbers Which Count. Day after day, many media outlets have consistently inflated the numbers of people protesting in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Some reporters may have been a little overexcited. When you're there, and in the moment, it's easy to get carried away. Some may have been a little inexperienced. I mean, how often do you get to see stuff like that and learn from it? Some may have been nervous at being out of step with their peers. I remember in another life as a young football reporter being shocked at how the hacks got together after the game so they could all agree which player had scored if there was any doubt, so they'd all be right together, even if they were all wrong. And it's always a possibility, as it is on all stories, that a few reporters in Cairo may have been guilty of seeking a better headline. The numbers in an uprising matter enormously. It's in the protesters' interest to inflate numbers and for the state to downplay them. After all, both sides are claiming to represent the masses. Before the days of email, the BBC used to count each letter of complaint they got as possibly representing 1,000 people who couldn't be bothered to write. So naturally, all sides participating in the deadly game in Egypt are playing the numbers. But it's not for the media to play that game. I've received a degree of online abuse for my estimates. I was there, I looked at it, I saw it, I judged it, I guessed it. To some anti-Mubarak emailers and Twitterers, I was a counter-revolutionary lackey. Well, I'm quite pleased about that, actually. In your career as a news reporter, you should always get at least one death threat, be arrested by the authorities, preferably briefly, and be expelled from at least one country. And I've managed all three several times. But now I can add being called a counter-revolutionary lackey to the roll of honour. To some emailers, I was blind, and to some, naive. Now, I admit my estimates may be wrong, but I'm certain the high-end numbers reported are way off the mark. I've been covering demonstrations and riots for 25 years, and equally importantly, I've been going to football matches for 40 years, and I am 100% convinced that at no point was there ever 2 million people in Tahrir Square, as one Arabic channel reported. Nor was there even 1 million, the figure to which they later downgraded their assessment. I've been in a crowd of 1 million, several times. For example, when Benazir Bhutto returned to Pakistan, and in Kerbala a few days after the fall of Saddam, when the Shia were allowed to worship in the manner of their choosing for the first time in 30 years. I know what a crowd of 1 million feels like from within, and looks like from above. From within, it is a seething mass. You are carried along by the surges which ebb and flow. You're crushed into the people in front and behind you. Turning is almost impossible. Making your way from one side of the crowd to the other is impossible. It's a frightening place to be. From above, you can see the density of people packed together, and you can't see concrete or grass, as every inch of it is covered. A good example is the funeral of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Find the video on YouTube. You see the size of the square in Tehran as the helicopter flies over it, and it's full of people. And you'll see that it utterly dwarfs Tahrir Square. And the numbers of people utterly dwarf Tahrir Square. And the Iranians said 1 million people were there that day. Some British media reported hundreds of thousands in Tahrir Square at one point. I've been in crowds of hundreds of thousands. For example, during the day of peaceful demonstration in Tehran in 2009, after the days of violence. I don't believe there were ever hundreds of thousands in Tahrir Square. There may be one day. It may be full, and people may be spilling back into the boulevards leading into it. But not yet. I've been in crowds of several thousands on hundreds of occasions at both demonstrations and football matches. At many games, the away fans are given about 3,000 tickets. They gather in the same area, and after the match, they all move together in the same direction. Based on seeing this hundreds of times, my estimate of the numbers of hardcore protesters staying in the square all night is about 3,000. Estimates can be based on experience and sort of science. Several analysts have looked at the satellite imagery of Tahrir Square. Clark MacPhail, a professor at the University of Illinois, is in good company with his assessment that given the physical size of the square, it could accommodate a fairly dense crowd of around 200,000, but he thinks at most there were 100,000 present. The US National Park Service has a long history of measuring crowds. It says there's a dense crowd when people are packed in at one person per 2.5 square feet of space. That's said to be like a tube train or the subway or the metro in the rush hour. Well, day after day, I walked through the square, and in almost all parts of it, you could easily stroll through, only occasionally bumping up against people. In several key areas, in front of the stages, for example, it was packed, but nowhere else. Large areas had very few people in them or were covered in makeshift tents. The area directly in front of the Washington Mall is slightly larger than Tahrir Square. When it is densely packed, as for Obama's inauguration, for example, it's estimated to hold 250,000 people. If the density is extended all the way back down the Mall, you might squeeze in a million. There was only one day when large sections of the square were densely packed. On the first day of demonstrations, January the 25th, I was there in the evening when it was at its maximum, and I estimated a maximum of 10,000 people. On the March of Millions day, at the very high end of my estimate, I'd say, if I was being generous, there were about 100,000 people, more likely around the 60,000 mark. Crowd estimates are not an exact science, nor is reporting, but there is supposed to be an honesty about both of them. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.